Well, the polar vortex is gone for now, but if it comes back, our resident chef Kathy Gunst has something to warm you up with. She wants to talk about cabbage. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, I do want to talk cabbage.
Okay, so this is a kind of food that I never think of when I'm trying to decide what to make.
It's not that popular, but I hope in the next few minutes I convince you otherwise. I mean, okay, just think of a few things. Sauerkraut. Coleslaw,
yep.
Corned beef and cabbage, tacos with cabbage,
right.
Roasted cabbage, stir-fried, braised, stuffed cabbage. It shows up in recipes all over the world, but it's not sexy. It's not sexy food. People think of it as like, oh, no, I don't want that.
I think of like German beer house.
Yeah,
with like
exactly.
Your cabbage and bratwurst or something.
So
like that.
I wanted to tell you a story. So when I was a kid, we certainly had coleslaw on deli sandwiches and sauerkraut on hot dogs, but it seemed stinky to me, you know?
Like right.
It just went. So I was lucky enough in 1977,
okay.
I went to Bologna, Italy with Marcella Hazan. And she had a red cabbage in front of her. It was the first day of class. I was there learning about her and writing a story. And she simmered the cabbage in red wine. And I thought, seriously? I came to Italy for pasta and, you know,
right.
all these luscious foods. And she's
right.
making a cabbage. And about 2 hours later, the cabbage had transformed into this silky, earthy, beautiful, beautiful dish. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, cabbage, I think I get the possibilities. So one of the dishes I made for you is a nod to Marcella Hazan. This is a version of a recipe of hers where you braise chicken in red cabbage with red wine, garlic, and onions, and it cooks for over an hour until the meat just falls off the bone.
It's like a coq au vin with
that
cabbage.
That is exactly right, Jeremy. And I didn't even think of it, right? Until I was coming in, I'm like, wait, coq au vin, that's
Jeremy's
his favorite food.
Yep.
But the cabbage adds a sweetness to it, and it kind of melts. It's not super identifiable as cabbage. Mm. I made it with red cabbage. You could certainly make it with white cabbage or any type of cabbage. But I love this dish. It's a perfect winter main course, cozy, cold night. It's comfort food.
Yeah, it warms you up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, up next, you have brought us what looks like a soup here.
It is a soup. Cabbage lends itself beautifully to soup. I made a winter root vegetable soup. It's got parsnips in it and carrots and onion and garlic, and it's a chicken broth base. You could easily do it with a vegetable broth. Lots of red cabbage. I added a little bit of Savoy cabbage, and we can get into
the differences.
Did you
put a little cheese on top of here?
A little bit of grated Parmesan. It also has some linguica sausage.
Oh, wow.
Which gives it a slight spiciness. Sausage and cabbage are a beautiful combination. So I thought, ooh, root vegetables, sweet, earthy, little bit of spice, little bit of meat, and then this wonderful cabbage.
I feel like if you had a little bit of a cold, this would help.
Are you kidding? You would be instantly
cured.
It's like
a chicken noodle soup, but with cabbage in it.
Yeah, and all those good vegetables. There's
right.
no way that's not going to make you feel good.
Okay, and what about this one? This is like a bok choy.
This is bok choy. So cabbage is a leafy green, red, or white vegetable. It's grown annually. It's called a cruciferous vegetable, and it belongs to the brassica family. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, bok choy are all related to it. So these are baby bok choy that were grown in New England, and I steamed them for 1 minute, and then I stir-fried them with lots of fresh ginger and scallions, and on your plate is hoisin sauce.
And just forgive me while I try to use chopsticks while you're talking.
There is a fork and a knife somewhere over there. I love bok choy. It's subtle as far as cabbages go, and it's a little bit sweet, and this is the simplest. It's a 3-minute dish. It's a 1-minute steam and a 2 or 3 minute stir fry.
How do you buy cabbage? How do you know what's the good one to buy?
You want something that's firm, shiny leaves, no bruises, and it will keep for a good 2 weeks in the refrigerator. You don't want to cover it unless for some reason you've cut a cabbage in half and you have half to refrigerate. But there are many different types of cabbages, and most people tend to just know the green cabbage. That's the stuff you see in the grocery
right.
store. Also want to point out, this stuff is very inexpensive. It is a hearty meal that can go a long way for not a lot of money. So think of a green cabbage as like the Honda of cabbages. It's like, you know, reliable. It's everywhere. It's out there. You can stir fry it. You can use it in slaws or salad. And they can go from being kind of small to being almost the size of a basketball. There's also red cabbage, which I'm a big fan of. It's just like green cabbage, except for the color. Also has a bit of a sweetness and, again, is very good raw or cooked. And then it goes on. Savoy cabbage is gorgeous. It has a like a waffle knit texture to the leaves. It's kind of ruffled and it's used a lot in French cooking. The leaves are big, so they're great for stuffing. I loved stuffed cabbage. It's a classic Eastern European and Jewish dish. Napa cabbage is quite different. It's sometimes called Chinese cabbage, and it doesn't look like a head of cabbage. It's elongated, it's light green leaves, and it's super crunchy. Again, great in stir fries, or you can use the cabbage leaf as like a taco shell. You could stir fry pork or chicken and put a filling into
like a
raw
lettuce
leaf.
Wrap, basically.
Yes, exactly. But it gives it a great, and it's also used quite a bit in spicy kimchi.
So, Kathy, with all of these amazing things about cabbage that you're telling us about, why do you think it's not more popular?
I am not sure, because the other thing we haven't talked about are the health benefits. I mean, you would think that if you ate cabbage every day, you would never get any disease for the rest of your life. You name it, and it supposedly keeps that away. It's kind of insane. I think it's considered peasant food, and we're predisposed to thinking that things that have a bit of an odor are inexpensive and are connected to peasant cooking are somehow not desirable. But I would think it's exactly the opposite. That chicken and red cabbage stew to me is like the finest food you can eat. I just fell in love with it this past week, cooking all these different things for you. And I think people will be really surprised to see how versatile it is.
Well, again, you can find the recipes for all of these, including this coq au vin cabbage, we'll call it, or cabbage coq au vin, at hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.